Sports note. You see this story about the UConn women's basketball team? Apparently lost last night, and that's back-to-back losses.
Because they lost to South Carolina, the top-ranked team, a couple nights ago.
The first time that UConn women's team has lost back-to-back games since, pause for effect, 1993.
I was going to say, it had to be a long time ago.
That's 30 years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I mean, I know they've got a great basketball program, but that's incredible.
It is, completely. Completely.
That is...
Well, and, you know, they've just had such a great program, nobody could touch them for so many years, and now I think you're starting to see, it happens, right? It just does. It took a long time, but now you're starting to see some other programs really improve through the years as well, as women's basketball, I think, gets more and more popular.
I just, you know, thought over the years, I mean, in 30 years, you'd think just by accident.
Yeah,
sickness, an off night, but no. In fact, the coach says when people read that stat, they think it's a fairy tale stat. It is, but all fairy tales, they have to end.
Right.
Wow.
All right, Gino. Why am I forgetting Gino's last name, the head coach there for?
How's this pronounced? A-U-R-I-E-M-M-A.
Ariyama, I think. Ariyama? Or something like that. Okay. Yeah, that's said. Okay. That's right. I'm forgetting how you pronounce his last name. Oh, that's horrible, Pat. But yeah, I mean, of course, he's a legendary coach there for so many years, and he was able to get such just the best talent in the game for many, many, well, for decades, and still is. I mean, okay, they lost back-to-back games, but still one of the top teams.
Boy, that's it. UConn's program in trouble now.
Right.
Better break them up.